second one? Now you get patched. You can't even talk. Okay. There's one point of yesterday we were discussing. Not barichas, don't worry about it. We discussed yesterday the mashmais of Tesis Rid. That is no, we says there's no shinu reshus by truma because it says mom and bailim. So we said the mashmois is, we asked what it means. The chayyim says it's mom and shavit. What's mom and bailim? So I mean, even though we could maybe work out that even if it is mom and shavit, maybe it's still not shinu reshus. We discussed. Cast I said no, it's still connected, but. The Lashon Tetzrid, Mambailim, sounds like it's Pashta Mambailim. So we're declaring maybe Homer doesn't hold this Mamma Sheva business. But Maisa, a chayr from the Gemara Gufa that we discussed yesterday, the Gemara that says that there's the Hamazik Matanus Kahuna. It's Potter, because one Madama says because it's Mamma Shayla Taivin. Because Mamma Shayla Taivin, what does that mean? Because each person. Each coin that comes to collect, you tell them, get out of here, I'm going to give it a different coin. It's Mom Shayla Taivin. It sounds like that Batsem, it's Shayach to them, it's Shayach to the Shevet Kuna, right? The Batsem, they have a Tviya. Narvaz, it's Mom Shayla Taivin. You can always push them off instead of giving it to someone else. If you say it's not Mom and Kayim Bechlal, then it's not Mom Shayla Taivin. Right? There's no shaykh. Mamma Shayla Taivin means I can always push you off to the, each guy. I can always push you off to the next guy, right? But it means batsim it's shaykh to us, but it's not shaykh to any particular guy. It's Mamma Shayla Taivin, right? If you say that chal belongs to the bialim, the bialim's time have mitzvah to give it. So what shaykh Mamma Shayla Taivin? It just doesn't belong to them bechlal. So that gemara is mashma. There is a concept called Mamma Nashavit. Of making bracha chayna and Mamon Hashavit and the Chayram came. We have to understand what's going on with Taisa Shvid. Okay, let's go. Let's see the Gemara. Amar of Chista, Amar of Yehudson, Menayin, Lashina, Shukayna, Shadama, Meishu Gael, Esagzela, Esagzela, Magtam, Lema, Shagazal, and Ken Shagazal, Yachsev, Lav, Damim, Balma, Bay Shlumei. Saying what we had before. The Gemara, Ha'ya Shagazal Ba'il, and Mutin Gazal Aviv. The Ha'ya Shagazal, he stole the Mutin Gazal Aviv. Shehenim Ma'is of Chaymish. It's funny because the Zrid in the 10th parak asked a question, where do you know Yishin Shin Rishus is Kaina? Yeah. Where do you know Yishin Rishus is Kaina? He makes it, Taisa Zrid. And so obviously, if you're in Banan, it's not a Kasha Bechal. It's a Teras the other. You know it from Yerushim Aveda, right? Going to Ramban. Yerushim Rishos. That's a Yerushim and Shin Rishos. So it's a Pashat Yerushim Aveda. Tezrid, obviously, doesn't hold like that. And he asks the Kasha, where do you know it from? And he says, you learn it now from this Pasuk. And that's why I'm not stop bringing it in. Because he says, you learn it from Asher Gazal. Veshav the Asher Gazal. And since the Lokeach didn't steal it. Mela is Asher Gazal. Mela is Kaina. Yeah, that's why he makes up his own Joshua. I'm just thinking as we're seeing this Gemara, the Gemara over here has plenty to do with Asher Gazal. And Gemara has done other things from it. But anyway, Agapane, the Gemara says Asher Gazal, we need it for what? Mute Gazal Aviv, Shane Maisim Chaimish, Al Gazal Aviv, Agmarim Kenich, Heshav Zayloy, Asher Gazal Lamali, Lemicht Ashmaim and Atarati, says Rashi. Al Gazal Aviv, but guys, Mafarish La Filo Nishba Aviv, Lashaker, still there's no, still you part of Karim, Chayav Lekra, the Mirin Hassel. Just Gabe Chaimish. The Gemara Okay, we learn from this pasuk that you're not going to get back no matter what. You know the shinoi. Makzei v'shegazlo v'bayilei. Agzela v'shalem v'shchaim v'shem v'shchaim v'shal gezolav. Zei loy Rashi says a meila imid gezolav. So gemar b'ayit. Amarula. Menayin liyish she'ina kain. Shenemar aveisem gozol. Vesa b'seach vesa chayla gozlum de b'seach ma b'seach less than the kana klal. Af gozel blessed like the kind of cloud. Leshen of neish, leshen achayish. The situation is irreparable. Just like a mum, a physical mum. Yeah, the animal's lame and he can't fix it. A meila was saying that bringing a carbon that's gozel is the same thing. It's not the kind of meaning. Doesn't help yish. Stolen. Rabbi says, "Macha, kibar malay gazel." Amos, you know, if they yish pshita, when the crow, lachi yish, shmar yish like that, shmar. Let's see the cases. So here they're showing a big problem. Meshitas ula. Is kind of not kind of what's going on? Says that mashma the sub ul yish like kani, right? Pashup shot. It's saying that you the whole ul holds yish is not kind. He says beferish, and yish is not kind. Chema nizakin the mula the vatayra bein noida ain a mechaperes. By time yish kedi like kani. The Gemara over there says, the Mishnah is mechalik, you know, a chatas that was noida that was stolen. It was known that it's stolen. It's not known. If it's not known, then you're like, you're makrabit. Chatas, gzulush, loy noid la rabim, that's mechaperes. The Gemara is mechalik, it's Ula and Rabbi Yehuda explained that. Ula says, Devar Taira. Bein noida, bein loy noida, ain't a mechaperes. Matani yish kadi like kani. Yish alone is not kind, and therefore doesn't make a difference if it's known that it was stolen or not known that it's stolen. Either way, with the rice, you can't mark the carbon because yish is not kind. Matam amru loy noida mechaperes loy kind atzavim. The kainim shouldn't be depressed because they find out that they mark of a possible carbon. So if Chazal said, if people don't know about it, then since the Kohanim had no way of knowing about it, therefore we say the carbon's good. Says Rashi, Yish Kedi, Yish Levada, Yibaloshin Rishus, Achra Yish. That's why it's saying Yish Kedi. Afuki Yishus in Rishos, like Kani Leinyan Akarba Hakraba. Afilu Shmini Shemisiyai Shabaylim Lekrina Bekarbanai. So this Rashi is one of many at Rishayim Armadaik. The Rashi, we're jumping ahead a little bit, and she's a Meritam, but everyone. I assume at least saw Taisus and knows what is the Shita Ben Tam, as we're about to see. But the Rashi says, like Kani Le'inyan Akrava, Mashem Rashi Bedas Ula, Nebetzem Bedas Ula, Nebetzem Yish is Kaina, Nervas Le'inyan Akrava, it's possible. Chagim is above Vera. And there's also Rashi like that in Sukkah. Rashi, that in the Sukkah over there, Lamed Beis, Again, everyone should know this Gemara by now. Rav Huna tells the Havankari that they buy the Hadassim from the Goyim, the Goy should cut it. So it should be Yish and Shinu Rishos by the time it gets to them. It'll be Yish by the Goy, and Shinu Rishos by then they'll be kind of with the Shinu Rishos, they'll be Yitzah with Hadassim. Because otherwise, the problem is the Goyim steal the Karka. Karka ain't exalus. Mela Yish doesn't help, as Rashi explains. Mela, if they're going to cut it off, they themselves will cut it off. So that itself will be considered the gazela. That itself would constitute gazela. I mean, the Bantu themselves are stealing it. And Mela, there's going to be a problem. They're not going to be able to be Yitzel, the Gemara says. Therefore, what? Therefore, Hilchos Rashi says, Lekzula Hain. Because the reason why he's telling them that the Goyish cut it off, because if they would cut it off, they're not going to be coming with the Yish. Therefore, we want that it should be used by the guy, shouldn't just by the Jew. Shalom Yisrael, everything is good. So Rashi adds, right? The Yish alone is not kind. The inami kani, even if it is kind, even if Yish is kind, still it's mitzvah avera. Im atem techatchuha menam mechuber tiu atem geizlim. So even if it's Yish, and even outside the Yish, this kind of says Rashi, it's still going to be a problem. It's a Mavera. So then Rashi not saying a Dafkin Ula, talk upon him, but the Etzim Shita, the Etzim Yisai, the Etzim Shita, the Chiddush of Baron Tam, the Machoikas Dream of Baron Tam, there's two issues. One is what a Shita's Ula, and then there's a fundamental issue. What's the din if you're kind to something when you're kind to something, does that take care of the mitzvah of error problem? If you're kind to something before the mitzvah, does that take care of the mitzvah of error problem? When the time sheet is, even though you're kind, it still is a mitzvah of error. And that you see in Rashi in Sukkah as well, that Rashi says, even if you all even if who in hell, that Yish is kind, it's still going to be a problem with mitzvah of error. And that's why he wanted. That is for years of Shinu Rishos. And years of Shinu Rishos, I guess, Rashi holds not a problem with Mitzvah Avera, because it's not the guy, the Lekeach, right? He didn't do it Avera. So by him, it's not going to be a problem with Mitzvah Avera. But that's Shitas Rashi, like Rabbeinu Tam, like the Iker Knak of Rabbeinu Tam, which is that even though you kain it, still the problem of Avera. And that Rashi says in Sukkah very clearly, and Rashi Kitten as well, goof in Ula itself, when Ula says the Yish is like Kani, and that's why Betzem, there's no difference between Naida Light Naida. Rashi says, Linyan Akrava. By his notes, the Betzem Yish is Kaina, only Linyan Akrava, it's not, Lacharka's Mitzvah Aver. Sorry, Mitzvah Aver. Again, Mash Machas Sabul Yish Lakani became Marizak and Namula, Vartair, Bay Noida, Ben Loinoida, Enem Chaperes. My time in Yish could be Lakani. Yish alone doesn't work. Kosh the Maritam. Bagayz Labasra, I plucked the Rishim and Rabbanon, the Gan of Gazlan. We had the Mishnah before about the Irish of Al Bayez. And the Mishnah of Machlek is. What's it done by Ganav? When the Ganav is Kaveh, what the iris are going to be used for? And we're talking about that in whether it's a Gazlan or a Ganav. And that's totally whether or not there's Yish by Ganav, Yish by Gazela. Tanakhama says, by Ganav there is Yish, therefore, Machshav and Tamasa. Shimon says, no, the opposite. A Gazlan, Machshava works because there's Yish. And over there, on Kuf Yud Aleph, all it says, Amar Ula Machal Kasim Islam, I'll be doing the Bihakal Yish Kani. Be doing the Bihakal Yish Kani. It means, Mchaik is whether we assume this Yish or not. Says Ula, but if we know this Yish, then obviously it doesn't make a difference in the kind of a Gaz, and we know he's Miyayish. And Meili is Kaina. And Meili is Kaina, the Gemara says, and therefore the Machshava of the Gazlan could be Kaveya. Because he's not, he's kind of already. So there Ula says Beferish, seems to say Beferish, that Yish is kind of. And here Ula says Yish is not kind of. So we have a problem. Kosher, yeah? We have a steer in Ula. Very, very time. The Chol Malkim Yish kind of, Rakhli and Carbon. We should have Mitzvah Bavera. Says the Rebbe, really Yish is kinda. For a head, Yish is kinda. Elamai, when our Gemara says Yish is not kinda, doesn't mean Yish is not kinda. Gemara in Hezaka says Yish is not kinda, doesn't mean Yish is not kinda. It means that in the mitzvah of Avera, there's going to be a problem. In the mitzvah of Avera, there's a problem. In the carpet, it's a problem. That even though you're kinda, it's still the mitzvah of Avera. Maybe Raya, Ma'idan Ezakin, the Parachasim Ulam, the gun of the Hikdish, the Chag of Tavuch Machar, the Shalom the Shlomo Kefel, the Mishalim Dal Vehei. The Gemara over there in Gittin, as a Kasha, on Ulam. The Ulam says, Yish is not Kaina, and Bats Midrayah, so you can't be Makar of the carbon. Gemara asks, Ganav Hikdish. Ganav the Hikdish, and then he shechted it. So it says, Mishalim Dashlume Kefil, Vay Mishalim Dal Vay. What's the reason? Because it's Shal Hikdish. He shechted Shal Hikdish. So he put him Dal Vay. Kefil, you have to pay, because he stole. But you don't have to pay Dal Vehei. Betani Allah, it says in the Mishnah. Betani Allah, Kagav the Bechutz on his karas. If this animal that you stole and were makdish, and then you shechted it outside the Beis HaMikdash, Shutei Chutz. So you chayev karas, Shutei Chutz. Yamin Yish Laikani, karas my avidite. You ula hol, Yish is not kaina. So if Yish is not kaina, that means it's not a good carbon. If it's not a good carbon, then it's not roi b'fnim. The halach is that a carbon that's roi the makiv inside, you makiv outside, chayiv karas. But if it's not a carbon, then why chayiv karas? Yeah, yish kolay kani karas my vidite. That's Gemara's kash. Fractasis, Mahashta, Balaba Hid, Tani Allah, Habalan Mitram, Gufa, Yish Lakani, Mkane, Ain Lakayach Lahakdish, Amai Potam Dal Behei, Halay Tavach, the Hakdish. Avada El Chol Mili Maidul, the Yish Kani, Varakli Nakrava, Lachi Parach, Mitani Allah, the Machutz, Andishkaras, Alma Roy, the Pesachai El Moyed, says Reverend Tam. If you say that Ula holds that Yish is not kaina, if you say that Ula holds that Yish is not kaina, period, then you should be chayv dal behe, gona behekdish v'tavach. Gun of the Hikdish, you didn't do anything. If Yish is not kaina, then the Shechit is not chal. If Yish is not kaina, then the Shechit is not chal. Then the Hikdish is not chal. If the Hikdish is not chal, you want to open the window, please, a little bit? Javi. Open the window. Yeah? Then the shechita, then the hekdesh is not chal. The hekdesh is not chal. So he chayv da'al v'hek. What do we mean? Yeah? So why is the Gemara only asking? From the Tani Allah, the chayv karis, b'chutz chayv karis, the Gemara doesn't have to ask from the brayis of Tani Allah. The Gemara can ask from the Mishnah itself, the etzim din of the Mishnah. Gana v'tavach, gana v'hikdash v'tavach, according to Ulam, yish not kaina, yish v'chayiv da'alvei, yish v'chayiv da'alvei, tell him I say, yish is kaina, and that's what hikdash is chal, hikdash is chal, you say the potter, because you didn't check your thing. You didn't check the it's very hikdash is. Elamai, this is Muchach, Elamai is Gaberin Tam. It's Muchach, that Abad Ula holds Yish is kinda. If Yish is kinda, the Hekdesh is Chal. Yish is kinda, the Hekdesh is Chal. And therefore, the only Shaila is the Gabe Hakrava. The Gabe Krava, that's the Mitzvah of Aver. Mail, one second. Mail affect Gemara, but if you can't be makrevit because it's mitzvah avera, then there should be a problem with shchutei chutz. Because you can't be makrevit because it's mitzvah avera, so mail is not roi b'fnim. That's what we said. The klal is the only time you chayiv is shchutei chutz, shechting the carbon outside. If you could have shechted it inside, but either way you can't shecht it inside, then you're not chayiv for shechting it outside. So mail, if there's a psul mitzvah avera. It's a psul, mitzvah avera for Ula. Because that's the chiddush of Ula. So then there shouldn't be karas. We didn't ask kasha, they should be chayiv da'al v'hei. Because now we understand the Ula. Avad yish is kaina, the hekdesh is chal. Mameila, avad yipater da'al v'hei. Yeah?
Why is Rabbi adding in the hekdesh is chal? What, even if his yish was just koina?
What?
Even if yish was just stam koina, you also wouldn't be chav dal pei, right? Because it's shrei tevarech.
So you're asking a kasha?
Yeah.
What, no. You're not asking a kasha on me.
Is hektish chal?
One sec. You're asking a kasha. You're asking a kasha. You don't realize it, but you're asking a gval for a kasha. Okay? You're asking that if Lefir Ben Tam, the Yish is Kaina, Lefir Ben Tam, yeah, the Yish is Kaina, then why do you have to Makdish it in order to put Dal Behe? The Yish is Kaina, if you stole it, and the guy's Miyayish, you're Kaina, and it's ready, it's yours, so Mesh, Loy Tevesh, Loy Mecha, you should be put in Dal Behe. That's your question. Fine, it's not a question of Ben Tam. I'm the Gemara. The lawyer lied to ask him. You have kasha Ben Tam. It's a great kasha. The Rashi has kasha. It's a bomb kasha. It's a bomb kasha.
No, it's just to prove his point that Ula holds a Yish only works by everything except for carbon. That's proving his point. That's
what
he says.
No, who mathematizes now? And Ben Tam says Delphi Ula. Yish is kaina?
Yeah.
Okay? So if Yish is kaina, then if you steal something, the guy's miyayish, you put in the alveh, you don't have to come out to the hektish. The Mishnah says if you gonna the hektish, then you put in the alveh because it's hektish. If you hold Yish is kaina, you should put it right away. It's a great kasha. Yes, Akiva.
Why would we say that
the
Asher kasha that you should be, why should I have karis? If the problem is mitzvah above avera, then it's a
psul negavra.
So the carbon is a good carbon. You're not
yotze.
So she still has.
First of all, who told you mitzvah
beveres
psul negavra? Ready? At some point, we're running the
T4
shuttle
practice.
T4. That's a big T4 around here. Oh, just to remind everyone. Fadish is not
right,
optional. Anyway, first of all, I didn't quite say that. I said that for many achrayim say Yeah, all the Gedolei Acharim all say that it's a psul in the Chafetz.
So Kasher, all the Gedolei Acharim.
What?
So Kasher.
Adrav, they all say it's psul in the Chafetz. Okay, and that's how the Yerushalmi, Tamon Gufver, Hachu Aver. Okay? The Shal was with the Pshat and the Ritva. That was the whole issue. I never said that it's psul in the Chafetz. All the Gedolei Acharim say, and the Rishivas, many of them say that it's psul in chefs, and that's Yerushalmi Tamon Gufaver Hachu Aver. Okay, Agaponim. So Gavi's question, a very good question, and we have to deal with it. But there's another question over here, and that is when Tais over here is asking a Baron Tam, that according to Baron Tam, Baron Tam is being Machiach from the Gemara. Now, why is the Gemara ask from the Shechitas Chutz? The Gemara should say, if the old year is not kind, the heck is not chal. So why is he chayed all day? So, Chari, one second, I understand. We have a Gemara in Baba Kama, the Samuel Zayinim and Aleph, that brings down. It brings down a din. The Gan of a Gaz, the Ma'ana, the Sekdesh, and the Hektish. Yeah? And the Gemara says, Shemam na Yish Kaina. And the Gemara is Daicha. The Gemara is Daicha, how? How is the Gemara Daicha? What? Yish and Shein Hashem. Thank you. Sam Kain. And Cain, what's Rebbe Tam's problem with the Gemara and Gittin? Maybe the Hektish is Chal Kol Yishin Hashem. The Hektish is Chal Kol Yishin Hashem. But still, Ula is saying there's a problem with the carbon because who still says a problem with the carbon? And then why is the cars? Again, what's Rebbe Tam's problem? Says Rebbe Tam, why is Gemara only asking Ula Hod Yish is not kind of. So why is there a problem with Shulte Chutz? In fact, in Meritam, why we have a bigger kasha on Ula? If Yish is not kaina, then it's not hektish b'chlal. If it's not hektish b'chlal, so why does the Mishnah say he apart from Dal Vay? Elamai says no. Really, Yish is kaina. That's what hektish is chal. Right? Well, why is that a raya? Maybe real Yish is not kaina. But it's Yish and Rishos. How's Rebbe Tam prove from here that really Yul holds Yish itself as Kaina? And that's why Hekdesh Chal. Maybe the reason why Hekdesh really Yish is not Kaina, but it's Yish and Rishos. It's Yish and Hashem, sorry. Yish and Hashem. But the truth of the matter is, the same problem we have in the beginning of Taisis. When Tais asked originally, he asked Astir and Ula. What's Astir and Ula? The Agamar says, Ula says, Yish is Menayin Liyish, it's not Kaina. And on the Afkuf Yudalin, Ula says that both Rav Shimon and Rabbanan on the Maida, when is Yish, that the Kaina? When is Yish, the Kaina? And therefore, Ben Gazlan, Ben Ganov, the Oirois, that Gazlan, Ganov, are Machashev for Itzba, whatever it is, the Machshav is going to be Chal. So you see, the Yish is kind of, right? What's the Raya? Maybe. What's the Kasha? Maybe really, Yish is not kind of. But there is Yish and Shin Hashem. But there is Yishin Hashem. What's Bechal Ben Tam's question? Berkan has a steer. What's the big problem in the sugya? You have a steer in Ula, that's what everyone's very busy with, how to answer the steer in Ula. Why is the steer in Ula? Why is the steer in Ula? Because Ula says over there that the Kul Alma is Maidu when you what? If you have Yish. If you have. They heard that he's Miayish. It's not just Stam Gaza, Stam Gana. They know he's Miayish. Then Kulam Maidu, that what? Kulam Maidu, that Machshav of the Gana Gaza works. So you see, Yish is kind of. What's the right idea? It's Yish in Hashem, like Rabbi Yosef said. Rabbi Yosef doesn't hold of Yish, right? If you have Shem, they all sugi, they all sugi. All on the Gemara to explain. So Chayr Teretz is, and maybe Rabbi Tam even had that Girsa. Wait, quotes it over here. No, he doesn't have a Girsa, but there is a Girsa, and in the Rajba, when he brings down Rabbi Tam, he quotes it, that was the Girsa. The Ula says, on Kufi Dalid, Ula's not going to help us. Ula says, Amr Ula, I'll be doing the Mehakal Yish Kani. So, this Gerasa Yish Bechdi Kani, that's Rashi's Gerasa, the Mehakal Rashi over there, Kufidal, the Mehakal Yish Kedi Kani, Bafil Gano, Bashim, and Gazan Rabbana. If they say Yish Kedi Kani, so then, right, they're saying that Yish is Kani, Yish is Kaina. He's saying Yish is Kaina. That means Ula understood in the Mishnah. The shayla in the Mishnah is Yish being kaina. Even if you're not goyer, it's kedi. Ula says Yish is kaina. Right? He says Yish is kaina. He doesn't say Yish is shina Hashem. He says Yish is kaina. You were not the kedi. You can say that. So what does that mean? That means that when we read the Gemara, it means Ula understood the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says, Shogana machshava matamason, Shogazla e machshava matamason, Shimon says chiluf advarim, Shogazla, yeah, lefi, Shimon says bailam. So it means Ula understood in the Mishnah that the reason why Ganav, Gazlan, respectively, Shimon Rabbanon, is because Yish is Gaina. That's what Ula said, because when Ula wants to add, yeah, that when you minyayish beferish the kul alma, right? When Ula wants to add to the Mishnah, he says because Yish is kaina, right? That means that Ula understood in the Mishnah, yeah, that whether or not the Gazlan's machshava is a good machshava, whether the Gazlan's machshava or not is a good machshava or not, yeah, what is that Talian? It's telling Yish being kind of. It's not just telling there being a Yish. It's telling Yish being kind of. Ula says those words. Whether he says Yish Bechdi or he says Yish, he's saying Yish is kind of. And therefore, Weist Ois, yeah, that Ula doesn't hold Rabbi Yosef. We just see that Ula doesn't hold Rabbi Yosef. Ula doesn't hold him. It's true, we had a whole Gemara, a whole Amma Gemara, that talks about Yish Hashin Hashem, right? That's Rabbi Yosef. But Ula himself, since Ula on the Kuf Yudal, it says that the Shama of the Mashiach is Kul Alma Yish Kaini. It's Mashmi understood Divihako. How do you do it? Divihako Yish Kaini. Vayestai is that Ula understood the Mishnah of Gana and Gazlan Mitam Yish and not Mitam Yish Hashin Hashem. Not mitam yish in Hashem, which Chayr would mean. So why does he learn that way? Elamai, he doesn't hold Rabbi Yosef. Just like for 22 years, no one held Rabbi Yosef. Right? So Ula, even after 22 years, doesn't hold Rabbi Yosef. He doesn't hold the yish in Hashem. It's kind of. Rabbi Yosef, we say, it's a chiddush, right? It's a chiddush of Rabbi Yosef. Like we said, because that's in fact The name is different doesn't necessarily mean that it's different. Shina Maisa, we discussed, right? The thing is different. Shina Hashem, who said the thing is different? Who said the thing, who's that's called different? So Akpanim, but by virtue of the fact that Ula says, when he discusses the Mishnah over there, he discusses in terms of Yish Kaina. That means he doesn't seem to subscribe to Rabbi Yosef Shita of Yish Shina Hashem. And that's why Ben Tam Chatchila had a stira. And after that same reason, when Ben Tam comes to the Gemara in Gittin, the Gemara in Gittin asks for the Tani Allah, and the Gemara in Gittin doesn't ask, and that's in fact that the Hekdesh is Chal. Right, and the Rebbe Tam proves from there, you see that Yish alone is kaina, lefiula, and he didn't have the luxury of saying that maybe the reason why the Hekdesh is chal, that the Gemara doesn't ask for the Hekdesh, the reason why the Gemara doesn't ask for the Hekdesh is because the Hekdesh is, the Gemara that is, from the Hekdesh, that the reason why Gemara asks me is because Yish and Shina Hashem is kaina, because that doesn't exist lefi ula. And Meila, the only thing that could work lefi ula is if Yish alone is kaina. Yes, Akiva.
Why did you have to say it doesn't hold the Yosi? Can you say this is different because it's a Shina Faisal of Yasa? And Tesis and Bava Kama holds that a Shina Hashem of Faisal isn't kaina?
Why is it Shina Hashem
Achayzer? Because
Is it a Shina Chayzer over here? Is the Utspa Shina Chayzer?
Why not? Decide it's unfinished and I'm going to make shoes with that. I steal a big piece of leather and.
But if it was cuts on, then it might not be a Shina.
You can still make shoes out of a nice piece of leather.
It's not Chayzer. It's not Chayzer. First of all, Rabbi Yosef holds Hashem Hashem Achayzer, right? Pashtus, he argues Yom Zayir, right? Or he holds it's not Achayzer. Rabbi Yosef says that Rabbi Yosef, when he asked, when he answers from Mara, she doesn't answer Hashem Hashem Achayzer. Kitzer, you're saying that from the Gemara Kufi Dalid, it's not muchach that Ula doesn't hold Shina Hashem.
Yeah.
Shina Hashem, maybe because he doesn't have Shina Hashem Achayzer.
Yeah.
And then it wouldn't help us for Gittin. Okay. That's a good point. Like, what's happening? I guess Rabbi Tam. Okay, I hear it. I have to think about it. Okay. So that's what Rabbi Tam says in the Gemara in Gittin. He wants to prove that what? That Shitas Ul is Yish is Kaina. That's why the Hekdesh is Chal, and that's why we have no problem with the Tvicha. Well, that's why he popped in the Tvicha. The whole issue is, the Gemara's only issue is, Lugabe, the carbon. We got the carbon, since not Roy Lefnim, there shouldn't be cars. Now, in Rebbeinu Tam, before we get to the next Raya, there's a discussion in Bedas Rebbeinu Tam, a very important discussion, Rebbeinu Tam is Mechadish. This Chadish of Rebbeinu Tam. Yeah, this chiddush Rebbeinu Tam. Yeah, that even the Yish is kaina, but still the problem a mitzvah avera and can't be mak of the carbon. Is the pshat that because the mitzvah avera, the hekdesh of the carb is not chal b'chal, or it's just that you can't be, it's a problem being makrovit. Again, where Baritam says, or Baisai, Baritam says that even though you all hold Shina is kaina, but still the problem of Mitzvah Avera. I'm asking, the problem of Mitzvah Avera, is that going to stop the Hekdesh from being Chal because it's Bavera? Or is that just going to stop you from being Makir of the carbon since there's an Avera over here? So Tais Bayas is mavur. That's more beferish in the Bar Peretz. That about the hektish is chal, and the whole shail is dakrava. That's the whole discussion we just saw now in the Gemara and Gittin. Today's whole discussion in the Gemara and Gittin. He wants the. Today's asking Rebbeinu Tam. Today's asking Rebbeinu Tam is asking, and what is the Gemara's problem with Ula? From the Hakrav B'chutz, from the Shchita, yeah, from the Law B'chutz, that it's not Roy Lefnim, the Gemara should ask that we should be Chai Dal Bei, because Yish is not Kaina. Elamai, no, Vad Yish is Kaina, and therefore you put in Dal Bei. Because the hektish is chal, it's just that ma'isi can't be makrovit, and therefore we don't understand why the shchut echutz. You see clearly that the hektish is chal, but that's a better time. The problem is not the mitzvah of avera doesn't stop the hektish from being chal. The mitzvah of avera only stops the akrava. The rebbeinu tam in the Sefer Yashar and the Rashba and Gittin. When he brings down the Shita, he brings down the Yesh Aimrim. He brings it down that the fear of Baritam, time, that just not only does the mitzvah of Avera not allow you to be makrovit, it also stops the etzem hekdesh from being chal. Lush of the Rashba, the beginning over there. The Tirits are very in time, Le Amru Yush Kadila Kani, and when he has the Astakash, Iklamed, and Mishan to Shumab of Chamish, Yush Kadila Kani, Hekish Lehava, Machun Gamur Nenu, Chai the Shlum, above Chamish of Yush Nakainish, Chai Dalve, the Tirits are very in time, Le Amru Yush Kadila Kani, Alin the Kokarbin, Mishimitsu of Avera, the Hekish Mizbech ain't a Chalalov, the Hek, everybody say. Break you up over there, just make you switch seats. No, you. One sec, I'm reading the Rashba now. The Hekdesh Mizbeach Ein Eichal Olov Avashar Mili Kani Vav Mukminon Hekdesh Demasnesim Bali Mumin. So if the Rashba is saying, if Rebbeinu Tam is saying that the mitzvah bearer stops the hektish from being chal, right? So then, how does he answer his question? So then, why you chayv dal vehei? When the Mishnah says, yeah, Ganav, the Hikdish, the Tavach, Yipatim, and Dal Dehe. And Maritam is trying to understand that Lefiula. And Maritam says that if you hold that Yish is not Kaina, why is the Hikdish Chal? You should be Chayv Dal Dehe. And that's why Hekdesh is Chal. It's just a problem, it's a Avera. And that's why it's not Chal for Akrava. It's not Chal for Akrava. Keep your hand up. I see. And there's no problem. It's not Chal Gabe Akrava. So if it's not Chal, then the point we made before, then why put the Dalar Heve? Hey, if it's not Chal. If it's not Chal, why put him down the hay? If it's not Chal, why put him down the hay? Right? We're back to square one. If you tell me that if Yish is not Kaina, we don't understand why put him down the hay. No. And if Yish is Kaina, but it's not Chal anyway, it's Mitzvah Veira, so if I do what, why put him down the hay? Right? What? But if it's... Again, that's not Makash and Merit Town. So why is Mish saying the Yakdish? That's Makash and Merit Town. You're asking the same question over again.
Yes.
Before we see... So what does Rajma say? What does Rajma say? The Hekshim is Beyach Einoi Chal Olav. Aval L'Shar Mili Kani. V'Av Mukminon Hekdish Demasnisim Bebalei Mumin. V'Shah Hekdish L'Bedek Abayis. The Avalei Kehedit. Says the Rajma, according to Meritam, that because Mitzvah Avera, the carbon is not chal, that's only by a carbon, right? But what about Bedekabayis? Bedekabayis is chal. It's a problem with the crop of the carbon, and the kedusha of the carbon is not chal either. But Avada, but if it was Bedekabayis, then it is chal. Meili says. Rajba says, that when the Mishnah says that you put him dal behei, if not for the brayis that it says the Tani Allah that kiagav the mechutz, yeah, yichayev karis, then we would say the Mishnah not talking about carbon. Mishnah was about mum and bed gabayis. And then, where was the thing again?
What?
The Meritam. What number was it again?
Kufchav.
I remember the Chav. Is it Reish Chav? Shul Chav. The Mentam in the Sefer Yashar also, Kufchav, says, Mishnahachil Matzal Mifrich Masnisin, the Gon of Hikdish. Now, who Hikdish Mukminin Loi Balmum? Like Kaimum is Beyah. Now, according to Mentam, why is the Mitzvah Avera Fi'ula? Only because of the problem of carbon. Where's Ula learning out from? Menai Liyish that it's not Kaina. Where's he know it from? What's the Pasuk? Avesim Gosla, it's a Pesach. Right? The psul carbon. The mitzvah vera, even though you kind it, there's a problem mitzvah vera in the carbon. Yeah? It's a carbon, dafka by carbon. Right? And so comes together very time and the Rajman say that not only is it a problem with Nakrava, it's a problem with Hakdasha. When you makdish it for the Mizbeach, it's not chal because of mitzvah vera. But if you makdish it for Bedgabayas, so let's say it's a Baal Mum, the behemoth Baal Mum, and you makdish it. You makdish it for a carbon? No, it's possible for a carbon. If you makdish it, what is it chal? What kind of kedusha is chal? Kedusha is dam, kedusha is begabayis. So when the Mishnah says, Gonav, vihikdish, vitavach, yipotim dal vehei, why? Because the hekdish was chal. Zokar Beren Tam. How could that be? Why is that? Why? How do we understand that lefi ula? How could we understand the Mishnah lefi ula if we say that mitzvah avera doesn't allow for an hakdash to be chal? We're back to square one. It doesn't allow for an hakdash to be chal. So how do we understand the Mishnah lefi ula? Teretz is, if not for the sefes of the Gemara, the guy by shkutei chutz, right? The Gemara said we understand ula, right? That Rebbe Stam says. Why? How is the hekdesh chal of yish nakayin? No, my yish is kayin. That's why hekdesh is chal. One second, Rabbi Tam says though that, but the mitzvah there, the hekdesh is not chal. So what do we gain? Let me finish. What do we gain? The answer is, says the Rashba, says the Sefer Yashar, that if not for the Gemara, we will say the Mishnah is talking about a baal mum, gonav behemas baal mum. That's not roi for carbon. The hikdish, and you makdish it for bedek abayis. Utvachai, and you shechted it. You're potter from dal vehei. Why? Because it's the hikdish was chal. And because this Rebbe Tam says that als mitzvah avera, the hikdish is not chal. That just means pushes aguf. That means for carbon it's not chal. And that's the pasuk that Rebbe Tam brings down over here. The Pesukim Rebbe Tam brings down as a carbon. But Bedek Abayis is chal. So if not for the Gemara, if not for the Braisa, we have no problem how Ula understands the Mishnah.
What the Mishnah is saying?
That could be what the Mishnah is saying.
Is it talking about it
or what?
What is it talking about?
If not for the Brayis, so we'd say the Mishnah is talking about that.
What is the Pshat Mishnah?
You're saying once the Brayis understands the Mishnah that way, then we don't have to ask from the Karas, we should ask from the Mishnah itself? Once we only see it from the Karas. What? I'll leave that as how
the
Chal?
What?
How
is the Mishnah?
When the Braisa says, how does the Braisa say?
The Braisa Mishnah talking about the things. I don't understand
how to work it out. So you're asking how the Braisa says the Mishnah to be written down? Because then why is the Chayav Karas? If the Braisa is not talking about the Mishnah? Good, so maybe it's only asking the Braisa. How does Rabbi Rajma say? Meditani Allah b'braisa. Hashem chutz chayev karis. Al karchach mekachim mizbech askinon. Loim lekani klal. Second. Lo lekani klal. No, but even the Braisa itself. Forget about the Mishnah. The Braisa says, Tanya Allah, Linyan Karis, Linyan Shkut Echutz, Yechayiv Karis. Right? The Gemara asks, if Ula holds a Yish, it's not kind of, so why is it Karis? Meaning, it's not Chal. Meaning, the Gemara is saying, according to the Baisa, I think the Gemara is asking on Ula, according to you, why Chayiv Karis? What's the Kasha? Yours not chal, not because not royal of them. Yours not chal. No, the Brayse says, obviously it is chal. Chayiv Karis, so it's chal.
Why? the Mishnah is talking about
Mishnah. I'm talking about that because the Mishnah says you bought the Dalvei. So it's not very awkward. The Bryce is not even going to the Mishnah, that's it. Bryce is saying, in a different case, it's very schwer. It's awkward, it's very schwer. The Bryce is not going to case of Mishnah. Okay, right now, let me just clue everyone in over here, we're talking about. So again, just to wrap it up, we have two shitas Medasa Rebbeinu Tam. Rebbeinu Tam is Mechadish to us, that Ula holds Yish is kaina. Hinu Yish is kaina. There's a problem with by carbon. It's mitzvah b'aver. That's the basic Yisoy the Rebbeinu Tam. Now within that, there's two ways of doing that. One way is to say that according to Rebbeinu Tam, since it's mitzvah b'aver, so by kedushas carbon is not chal at all. Because the mitzvah avera, it stops the etzim chalois. Right? If that's true, then when the Mishnah says, gonav, v'hikdish, v'tavach, yipotvim dal v'hei, you have to say that we're not talking about a carbon. Because according to Rebbeinu Tam, the kedushas carbon, yimakdish v'heim, and it's royal akrava, the kedusha is not chal. According to the Rajba and the Sefer Yasha. So when the Mishnah says, Gonav, v'hikdish, v'tavach, you're carefully, you put in dal v'hei, you can't be talking about a carbon. Because if it's a carbon, it's not chal. If it's not chal, you chayv dal v'hei. According to the other Rishonim, according to Taiz Bayas, and the Rebbeinu Peretz, and the Rebbeinu Gittin, the Rebbeinu Tam says that there's the promise of Avera. Avada, the hekdish is yish is kaina, and the hekdish even by kedushas karma is also chal. Narvaz, you can't be makrivit. You can't be makrivit. If the Gemara says, God, why is it kedushas chutz? If you can't be makrivit, but avada the hekdish is chal. So therefore, the Mishnah could be talking about a regular carbon. It's a regular carbon. You're makdish a carbon. Kedushas hekdish is chal. That's why you put in dal the hay. We can't be makrivit. And then, therefore, we have a problem. And the Gemara has a problem with Yula. If you can't be makrivit, then there shouldn't be shudei chutz. But according to the sheet, that there's not chal b'chal. The kedusha's carbon is not chal. So when the Mishnah says yipotim dal v'hei, obviously. You can't be talking about your makiv as a kosher carbon, your makiv as a carbon. Because then the kedusha is not chal. If it's not chal, then you pay dal vay, nothing happened. Elamai, the Mishnah has to be talking about, like says the Rajma, says the Rebbeinu Tam, that it's better gabayis. The Mishnah's talking about, it's a behem is balmum. Where behem is balmum, anyway, there's no kedusha's carbon. It's just bad gabayis. There's no mitzvah of bad gabayis if you're bad in town. It's only about carbon. If you're bad in town, there's no bad gabayis, no problem. It's about Mary. It's only carbon. He learns how to suck by carbon. It's only problem with carbon. So Mela, that's why the Mishnah says, yeah? Gana, hikdish, tavach, yipatn dal v'hei. Why? Because by bad gabayis, even if you're bad in town, but that's ula, the hikdish is chal. Hektish is chal. There's no dal v'hei. It's shel hektish. Okay. Now, so the question is though, the brisa that says that if you shechted b'chutz you chayev karis. The brisa is obviously talking about it's not a balmum. Right? It's kosher karis. Balmum. There's no shchut dechutz. The brisa is talking about. A kosher carbon, right? Buy some kosher carbon. So one second. So is the brisa going on the Mishnah? The brisa said, "Uchi agavna b'chutz chayiv karis." Pashup shad the brisa is going on the Mishnah, right? Means without the brisa, we would have said the Mishnah is talking about a better gabayis. But the Braisa, if the Braisa is going to Mishnah, the Braisa learns al karch Mishnah, it's not a balma. It's a real carbon. So if the Braisa understood the Mishnah that way, and that the Braisa said the Mishnah that way, so then, but how could Rabbeinu Tam, live with the Braisa's understanding of the Mishnah? If the Braisa understood the Mishnah, that we're not talking about a Balmum, yeah? So then, and the Gemara only asked from the Braisa, right? So how does that mean? The only problem is the Shkutei Chutz. But the question is, what about the Dal Vehei? What about the Dal Vehei? According to the Braisa's understanding of the Mishnah, the Gemara should have a problem, not from the Shkutei Chutz, we should have a problem from the Metz and Dal Vehei. According to Rabbeinu Tam. That's your Abraham's question, correct? I'm not sure Elman understands it. I'll say it once more. Again, according to this sheet of Rabbeinu Tam, yeah, that not only mitzvah bear stops the akrava, it stops the chawais hekdish of a carbon. Yeah, it stops the hakdasha of a carbon. Stops the hakdasha of the carbon as well. Yeah. What do I get? Yeah. Stops the krava. It stops the hakdasha as well. So, Bryce, listen, concentrate. When the Bryce tells me, and presumably the Bryce is going on the Mishnah, Pashim Shah. Yeah. The Tani Allah. What does Tani Allah mean? On the mission, the Braisa said this: that b'chay gavne b'chutz yichayev karis gona v'hikdish v'shachat b'chutz yichayev. Now, according to Rabbeinu Tam, b'das ula, is that true? According to Rabbeinu Tam, b'das ula. Gonav v'tavach, yeah. Gonav v'hikdish v'shachat b'chutz. What's it then? No. I'm sorry. And that's the Gemara's kasha. Why chayiv l'fi ula? But the Mishnah says you put nalvei. The earlier stage. You put nalvei, and the Braisa says be chayiv shutei chutz, right? Why put in Alvei? According to Ula, the heck is not Chal. According to Rabbeinu Tam, but that's Ula. According to Sevi Yosha and the Rajba, the heck is not Chal. The heck is not Chal. So then, the way, if the Braisa is explaining the Mishnah, without the Braisa, we'll say the Mishnah about the Gabayas. Wonderful. But once we have the Braisa, and the Braisa is explaining the Mishnah, that it's not talking about the Gabayas, it's talking about a real carbon. So then, that's the Gemara could, for the Braisa, the Gemara could ask for the Alvei also. So that's the kasha. The Gemara should, that once we have the Braisa, if the Braisa is going to Mishnah, then we should say, according to Ula, if you the Braisa, why put them down the Alvei? Instead of asking from the which is Rabbeinu Tam's original kasha, yeah? Why are we asking from the... No, but it's not exactly the same thing. Rabbeinu Tam's kasha, why are we asking for the Braisa, we should ask for the Mishnah. Now we have an answer. Now the question is not as strong. The question is, once the Gemara is bringing down the Braisa, when the Gemara asks from the Braisa, it should ask, Lefi the Braisa, the Kasha of the Mishnah. That's the Kasha. Lefi the Braisa, the Gemara, instead of asking from the din of the Braisa, the Gemara could ask, Lefi the Braisa, Lefi the Braisa, one of the Mishnah, we don't understand the Mishnah. That would be the kasha on this week.